special guests. For our first story, let me introduce.
Once upon a time, not long ago, when we lived life fast and the beats were slow, there lived a young cat with a freckled nose. He went to school, kept it cool, but that was never his goal. No one could see his future or even hope what it held. Went to school with this tool, then it got him expelled. I pray for God to save him, but Satan took him, gave him graceful payment. He dropped his A grades for A grade and started slinging. He went through the ups and the downs, from a duck to an ounce, cooking in the kitchen, now the ounce is a pound. He figured it out, business before liquor and bitches, hit it and bounce. If you find a woman who's with it, keep her around. And that's what he found, a woman who's straight in the mouth. The tool he kept in his pouch was now locked up in his house. He basically found a reason for living that didn't revolve around revolvers and homies dead on the ground. I pray for God to save him, cause I can nearly relate. Arrested on possession and his lady's period slate. 3 trimesters later, he went out for a score. She pleaded with him not to go, and he said just one more. And he will die tonight, it's karma, it's all spirituality. It's all scientific if you believe in reality. He sold the bag to a fed who shot him dead on the floor. And at the same time, next door his child is born.
Well, that was nice, wasn't it? Wasn't it? How did it make you feel? Can you relate that story to your own life? I hope you like our next story. Because now, I'd like to welcome...
Hey yo, it's Saturday morning while kids are watching cartoons. Little Junior's kicking rocks, trying to get to work soon. He's about the age of 9, he's gotta work all the time, selling candy in the street. His family don't gotta die, helps him dine with the money that he earns in the street. But he saves a little bit to put some sandals on his feet. Every day it's dirty clothes, shitty pay, dirty nose. It all changed on the day he got to meet that girl Rose. She was a little bit older, she looked 11 or 12. Junior tapped her on the shoulder with his candy to sell. They were never to forget each other's face in their eyes, but then Rose was picked up by some suit and tie guys. She got loose for a second just to give him some money. Now he's rocking his sandals and buying food for his tummy. He bought a meal for his fam, opened his plywood door to get slapped by his parents for the money he stole. They took his sandals, took his cash, said get on with your life, kicked him out of the house, left him with bread and a knife. So little Junior got him quick and then he started to run. Years pass, he gets older, now the knife is a gun. And now he doesn't kick rocks, he jacks, whips and slangs rocks, and robbing people on the subway, gunpoint at stops. Got shot by undercover Jack, and a lady saw her eyes and realized it was Rose as she cries and he dies.
Oh my, what wasn't that interesting? Let's all think about how that can be a lesson to us. That can be a lesson to us. Okay, hold on, we still have one more story to tell. Please give dialect your undivided attention.
Daddy's little girl ain't so small at all. She got size 9 shoes and fits a double D bra. Weighed about 150 and she's 6 feet tall. Most popular girl, of course she's envied by all. Practically living in the mall until she's given a car. Never working a job, but had dreams to be a star. And as daddy made it, daddy gave it away. Daddy crashed in the rain, it was a fatal mistake. Daddy passed away before her 21st cake. He had a date with fate, and he couldn't be late. She took it real rough, cause she knew that she was fucked. Stopped wishing on stars and started looking for love. She took for granted all the things that she was handed from her dad. She made a list of demands and passed them on to every man, and would get intimate with any idiot who could afford. Then she was bought by a man with a body for sports. He did the job raw, then he was off to New York. She went down to the nickel, there she decided to score. See, this trend would continue for a few months more, and at the end of the run, man, her body was torn. She found it hard to be a hoe when maternity closed, and as the water broke, she saw the urgency grow. She went down to rob a man that she knew would have heat, so she could kick it with her dad and be truly happy.
Well, that's all for today, boys and girls. I hope you all learned something. Thank you to our guests. And tune in next time for 3 more stories. And remember, kids, always keep it...
your hip, hop, the shoebop, the top.
Come on!
I gotta call my agent.